A reading from Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 16 to 21. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, O nations, observe, O witnesses, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. What do I care about incense from Sheba, or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. I will put obstacles before this people. Fathers and sons alike will stumble over them. Neighbors and friends will perish. Here endeth the lesson. Lord, our God, you say, stand at the crossroads and look, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way lies, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. But around us people only have eyes for the new. They go along with the latest fashion. They seek to shape themselves into a new identity. They want to be individuals and have no regard for the ancient paths. And they do not notice that in their quest to be original, in forsaking the ancient paths, they are not freed, but rather are lost in an enclosure that leaves them little room. They cannot rest their souls, but continuously have to reshape them, adjusting themselves to the latest trend, to the latest opinion. In a world in which progress has become an end in itself, a divinity towards which people strive, people no longer ask whether it is good or evil, whether the path leads in the right direction or not, as long as it leads on and the countryside does not become too threatening. And we sometimes ask for your paths, but then we are swept along by new winds, are lured by promises of excitement. We seek self-fulfillment rather than rest for our souls. And so we seek the way that seems best to us. At times we cannot distinguish whether the path looks different due to the season, or whether we have strayed from the right path. After we have been disappointed with the new paths, we return to the ancient paths and feel comfortable. We sit down and enjoy the familiar feeling, so that we do not want to journey on. We forget that we are on a path, and make a small section of the path a shrine, build rails on its sides and enclose it. We forget the purpose of our travels and no longer pay any attention to the country we were meant to be traveling through. Comfortable in our little section of your path or on a detour on new ways, we hardly pay any attention to your watchmen that call, give heed to the sound of the trumpet. We do not heed the signs of danger, the signs that would lead us on your path. Deaf to your words and blind to the signs of the times, we follow paths, whether ancient or new, without listening to warnings of washouts, storms, or cliffs. And so we get injured, get lost, and have difficulties finding any path at all. So, Lord, continue to send your watchmen. May we listen to them, may they point us to the right paths. May they warn us of the dangers ahead. May they point out the places where we should rest on our journey. May we look up to the hills, survey the landscape we are travelling through. May we not just go along with the crowds. And then, our Lord, lead us home to you, so that at the last our souls may find true rest in you. And so we pray. For this world, our God, we pray, where so many wander in paths of confusion, destruction, and violence, turn to this world in mercy and show the peoples your ways of peace. For this country, our God, we pray, where so many follow paths of duplicity and mistrust, may our country turn to integrity and trust and a concern for the common good. For the city, our God, we pray, where so many travel paths of self-interest, may they turn to their neighbor and see how their actions affect the lives of others. For your church, O Lord, we pray, where so many walk new paths that follow the world and not you. May the words of your prophets awaken your church to your truth, and may it be a beacon of hope in the world. For our families, our Lord, we pray, where we pursue paths of discord and self-reliance. Show us again how we are bound together, how we are connected to generations past and generations yet to come, and are called to faithfulness together. For ourselves, our God, we pray, because we so often lose sight of the right path. Lead us beside the still waters and restore our souls. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.